Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to most economists, the current low unemployment rate is reflective of what they refer to as full employment. Can that unemployment rate go lower, though? And what about the worker shortage we keep hearing about? Will that drive up wages and as a result also finally bring back a worrisome inflation rate? Well, today on our program, we have someone who hopefully will help us with those questions. Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Give us what the unemployment rate is right now and what your prognosis is.
Well, nationally, it's hovering around 4. South Carolina is in the 3 somewhere. We can't believe it. I certainly can't. I mean, when I run the statistical model, I get a number that is, I don't dare report publicly, because then I would be in the insane asylum. The trends are that low. It is really unbelievable. We're getting to where, because of the low unemployment rate, economic expansion is going to be constrained. We've already seen this happen. In order to create jobs, you have to have people. I think this is going to eventually affect the job creation process in South Carolina also. Not that there's any good reason for it not to be created. We have the businesses in place. We have the demand in place. We just may not have the necessary people.
And so what are some of those industries and some of those skill sets that are seeing the extreme shortages?
The standard suspects that have been the same for years but have gotten more, much more of a bottleneck would be anything in the construction trades. It's going to be in high-tech, skilled craftsmen. It's going to be engineers. But we're also seeing it in some of the lower skilled sectors, sort of the traditional service sector jobs that are lower paid. And as a result, there's a pressure to increase their salaries also. We're seeing that when you see in the paper that Walmart is increasing the entry wage for everyone in the company and also increasing the wages of all the existing workers.
And so is all of this going to finally push up the inflation rate?
That's the general theory, but I got to tell you, the general theory for the last 10 years has been a little bit off kilter. So nobody quite knows exactly how to make sense of this, including the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve actually would like to see wage inflation, would like to see some higher numbers there, because it would signal a good, solid economic growth. Wait a minute, we've had good, solid economic growth. We just haven't had the wage inflation yet, and I think we're going to start seeing that.
Where are we going to find all of these workers that we need?
Well, that's a good question. You know, having more children would be fine, but it's going to be 20 years before they come into the pipeline. So that's not a good strategy. That won't happen, population growth. Migration would be one possibility. So that's a good question. Who knows where we're going to find all these workers? And that's the conundrum that a lot of businesses are facing right now.
And so could this also then lead to that economic downturn that nobody ever seems to forecast anymore?
No, I wouldn't call it a downturn. You'd be hard-pressed to say that that we've created so many jobs, we don't have any people to fill them. Everyone that wants a job is getting a job, and the wages are high. If that's a downturn, I think we could live with that. But what it means is then economic expansion would only occur if we had increased productivity. And that's a little harder to bet on sometimes. But no, I don't think it'll be a downturn. I think it'll be a slowdown in those terms. But it wouldn't be an undesirable slowdown if that happened.
What about interest rates? The Fed seems to be committed to raising them anyway, no matter what happens.
Well, I think they're committed to raising them anyway, no matter what happens in terms of inflation, because they've seen the handwriting on the wall that the economy is expanding and it's a solid expansion. So whether they get the signal from inflation to do it or not, they're going to raise interest rates. I think that's the general bet. An inflationary signal would even tell them that they were right and that they might even increase them a tad bit more. They're bound to go up. But I think what we're going to find is that with the repatriation of a lot of the overseas money that a lot of corporations are bringing back into the United States, that pumps a lot of liquidity into the financial system, which would put downward pressure on the interest rates. So this is a new event. No one's quite sure how that's going to play out. But I think the average across consensus across economists is that interest rates are going to start creeping up again.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.